Hello, and welcome to Humble Brag. I'm Nate Mendel. One in four Americans are estranged from their families. Let me repeat that. One in four Americans are estranged from their families. Let me ask you this question. Do you think one in four parents in the United States deserve to not have a relationship with their child or some of their children? If you do, that would be like saying if you had 10 siblings, 2.5 of those siblings deserve not to have a relationship with one or more of their children. What do you think about that? Obviously, it's inconceivable, so let's get into this. What is family estrangement first? On a very simple level, the definition, as I read it right offline, is the loss of a previously existing relationship between family members through physical and or emotional distancing. In other words, it is the estrangement, it is the departure of a relationship that once was, typically with one or both parents. Now, while this is not a new phenomena, it certainly is becoming severe and something to take very serious and learn about. Just to help you understand the difference in statistics, just in the past couple decades, to help illustrate how this has become a serious issue in our times, especially in democracies, let me read the following. A study in 1997 explored family relationships in later life and found that 7% of adult children had cut ties with their mother and 27% from their father. Again, this is unbelievable. In 97, they did a study and they found that adults, 7% of them had cut ties with their mother, 27% from their father. This was in 97. In 2020, research was done. I'll leave out names. You could look it up yourself. And the data showed that one in four Americans were estranged from their families. We're talking about 67 million people in the United States alone. Unthinkable. Unbelievable. What is going on? Why isn't anyone talking about it? In my previous episode, where I talk about Western society, I touch on this for a few seconds. I talk about parents, children, and ending their relationships with their parents. And I was drawing a parallel between the influence of Western society and all the retardation that's going on to this phenomena. And in this episode, I'm going to delve a little bit deeper into that to unpack it a bit more. You could do the research. You could go online, read a couple blog articles, see what the psychologists have to say about it. But essentially what you will find is that reports on this matter are very great at describing an issue, but lack any sort of potency in their understanding of what is causing it and how to stop it. Additionally, professionals of any field need to be very careful about what they share. And if it isn't peer-reviewed, if they don't have studies that are peer-reviewed beyond comprehension, the likelihood of people sharing their opinion on the matter is very slim. So what you will read if you go online are just a bunch of lightweight explanations of what's taking place, but very little in-depth studies or assumptions on what's behind it. That being said, I have my own assumptions. I've made some of them in my last episode, and today I'm going to make some more because unlike a doctor or someone who's tied to media, I have no authority but God, and therefore I have the freedom to express any viewpoint I like without repercussions, or better yet, without serious repercussions. In an effort, though, to understand both sides of this phenomena, let's explore what the reasons are behind it. So in one of the research papers that I was looking at, a doctor describes the top reasons why estrangement takes place, why adult children cut off their parents. And we're going to look at that right here. Number one, toxic behavior. In other words, the adult child blames their parent for exhibiting toxic behavior. Number two, difference in values. Simple enough. Number three, a lack of support. Number four, physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. Number five, failure to empathize. And number six, changing times. These are the six reasons, top reasons, why adults in 2022, 2023, our days, our times today, are estranging their parents. I'll go through them again really quickly because I find this to be absolutely mind-blowing. Toxic behavior, difference in values, a lack of support, physical, emotional, or sexual abuse, failure to empathize, and changing times. Now, straight off the rip, Maybe number four, physical, emotional, or sexual abuse may warrant, traditionally, if you have any sort of traditional values and backbone, maybe number four, but even that is questionable, maybe number four warrants that type of response. Every other one of these is a complete failure, and it is a failure related to modern society, what we discussed in the last episode. Parents exhibiting toxic behavior shouldn't result in children estranging them. Parents having differences in values should not result in their children estranging them. Parents not supporting their children enough, sufficiently, should not either come to the child estranging them. Parents unable to empathize enough with their children should not either result in the child estranging them. And changing times, that's just absurd. Absolutely absurd. I don't even have to say it out of my mouth. The only one I skipped and the only one that maybe is debatable is physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. But how can you be so cold and you know, so closed-minded to not understand that toxic behavior is, right? Me and my mom, we don't have the same values. My dad doesn't support me enough. Bullshit. You're an immature child who has been influenced by a retarded society, and the only reason you get away with such reprehensible behavior is because you have your forums, your social media, and your little huddle groups where you can find validation in the retardation of your actions. My parents don't empathize with me enough. Times are changing. You know, my parents are not up to date with all the new stuff, so let me just ignore them. Like, really? Now, physical, emotional, or sexual abuse is a much heavier topic. I won't speak for that too much. I'll just say that by understanding the various moving parts of what you're doing when you estrange your parents, you may come to approach it differently as well. For the same reason that you act a certain way with regards to all your mental health struggles, but when you go to therapy, for example, and begin to heal, you start to approach the same things that you did in the past, only you approach it from a different place because you understand the dynamic much better. You understand all the moving parts. So you understand that the way that you approach things when you're unhealthy may be a path that does not lead to health and healing. And now that you are healthier, you understand that there's a different way to go about it. And I reckon that even in the case where somebody was physically, emotionally, or sexually abused, the answer isn't always just, you know, ignore your parents, pretend like they don't exist, and move on in life. Because as we will see, there is no moving on in life. But before we even move away from that, because they threw it all together, physical, emotional, or sexual, right? Physical and sexual, huge. Emotional, not to downplay it, but listen to this. 77% of those surveyed said emotional abuse during childhood was the reason they stopped contacting their mother, as did 59% of those estranged from their fathers. Of adult children who estrange their mother blame it on emotional abuse. Does that sound familiar? Think about politics for a moment. The left in particular, the whining and the crying, the feelings, the he said something I don't like, the she hurt my feelings. Do you see the correlation? Where children even have the chutzpah, the audacity to get to this place and blame it on emotional abuse is astounding to me. 59% said the same thing about their father. Now listen to this, because you have to understand the dynamic fully. In comparison, only 26% of estranged parents blamed emotional abuse for the rift with their daughter, with no respondents believing emotional abuse caused an estrangement with their son. 77% of adults blame emotional abuse for the reason that they're ignoring their parents and they don't have a relationship, they estrange them. Only 26% of the parents associated with that for the daughter, and virtually none of them associated when it comes to their son. What is the disconnect? Is it a perspective? Is it dishonesty? Are these parents simply lying? Are they not aware? Are they narcissistic? They don't get it. This is a mind-boggling problem. This is a huge dilemma. This is affecting every family, every other family, depending on how many siblings. I mean, it's just statistics. I've seen it. I have family, friends, wherever you go. It's rampant. Now that I'm done describing the issue, and there's so many more statistics that you can look at and just to understand this topic as a whole, but let's look at some of the misconception that takes place when an adult child makes this decision. Here's the big one. You think you're solving a problem, and what you are actually doing is creating a very long, potentially lifelong problem. So your actions are actually going to result in the opposite effect. You think you're going to solve whatever your problem is by estranging your parent. And what's really going to take place is you're going to give yourself a much bigger problem that is going to last much longer. Your parents, families, the relationship, the family unit in the human race is designed to be together. It is not designed to function in a splintered manner. And just because we have technology that give you safe spaces to act in the way that contradicts this doesn't mean it works out well. The opposite is true. Adults who estrange their parents are essentially assigning to themselves, they're giving themselves mommy and daddy issues. Well, you might say, well, they have mommy and daddy issues to begin with, childhood trauma, abuse, emotion, that. No, that all of that might be true. And there's a way to deal with that. But by making the decision as an adult to ignore and pretend like one or both of your parents don't exist, you are actually making your problem much worse, magnitudes worse. You're not solving anything because all your complaints and your justifications regarding how you came to the conclusion that you can do this are not going to get solved through this route. So here you didn't solve the initial problem, the root cause, and you're giving yourself a huge problem on top of that. Completely illogical, totally emotional. Modern Western society, we have to be empathetic to everybody's feelings and all this warm, fuzzy stuff. So if somebody has a complaint about their parent, let's nurture it and let's build it and let's grow it. And you sit by your therapist and oftentimes they build mountains out of molehills. And before you know it, where there was no issue, there is an issue. And you have all the justifications you need to live your modern life with your new internet family and so on and so forth. At its root, at its core, it's fundamentally flawed. It does not work. It garners endless anguish and pain on both sides of the aisle. I cannot even describe to you what it does to the parents. I was reading some stuff online when researching this topic. It's a whole hour episode for its own, just to understand the anguish and the pain that children put their parents through when they do that. And I feel bad because, first of all, as a parent, you never want to go through that. Secondly, knowing and understanding faith, the principles of Emunah and divine providence, how it works, the unbelievable, precise nature of divine providence and how it manifests itself in a turn for a turn. Everything that happens in life is stunning and precise divine providence. You think for 1 second that you will put your parents through that and it's going to be peaches and cream with your children? Really? You're that insane? You're that out of touch? You think you're going to act a certain way, make all those assumptions and make all those horrible choices with your parents and it's going to be rainbows and butterflies with your children? Fantasy, fairy tales. The reality is these destructive behaviors and all of that unhealth will come back to bite you in the most painful ways. And I don't wish this upon anyone. This is why it hurts. Understanding the dynamic of life, the cycle and circle of how things go around, come around, it's so devastating. It's like, this is not the way to go about your struggles. All of this ties into the previous episode. I believe, and this is my opinion and my assumption, I see the correlations. Living in a horrible society that essentially threw away God, and as a consequence, threw away most of morality and ethics, we come to a place where children don't have respect. They don't either have any sort of moral compass, and this is what fills the void. And this is just one phenomenon, what's going on a global scale now. This is one out of potentially thousands of destructive phenomena that are taking place as a result of a society that is not tuned in to what is good. And it manifests itself in so many more ways. This is just one of them. One of the things that our traditional ethical works got right about kibud av, respecting your parents, is that there's a fundamental notion behind it. Even if you don't believe in the religious stuff behind it, the spiritual or godly stuff behind it, there's practicality behind it, and which is that your parents are older than you, they understand more than you, even though these days young generations are very arrogant and ignorant and they think they're so smart and all that stuff, but anyone who grows up should understand that themselves, that your elders do understand more than you just through experience, and experience is unbeatable. No amount of time reading, listening will beat experience. And because that is the fact, because it is a mere fact that your parents are more experienced in life than you, and not to mention that they brought you into this world and they fed you and brought you up and loved you and cared for you and all that other stuff, just for that mere fact alone, you should respect them. And then if you sprinkle all that other stuff on top of it, the fact that they are your parents and they care for you and love you and all that other stuff, then you basically have to be an evil or vengeful or maybe just ignorant person not to respect them. And this wouldn't be a conversation if it was 1%, but when it's 1 out of 4, it's a huge problem. To make the assumption, now that you understand the statistics, that 1 out of 4 parents walking the streets of the United States deserve to not have a relationship with their child because they're emotionally abusive or whatever, is absurdity to the highest degree. Because what you're essentially asserting is that you yourself will be that same statistic or worse, because it's only getting worse. So you're telling me that the way you treat your children and you think you're doing a damn well job, or you're trying to at least, you won't have a complaint if they estrange you. Well, you can't, because you're estranging your parents. In fact, you're making the statistic worse. There is no argument that you could bring that would rationalize the statistic without you being part of it, without you admitting that you will have no problem if your child right now estranges you. And if you don't have a child yet, you will have no problem if they estrange you when you do. It can't go both ways. Either you're okay with the statistic because you want to rationalize and justify your behavior, in which case you have to admit that you're going to be okay when your child does it to you, or you have to admit maybe there's a different way. I have complaints. I have struggles. I have heartache. I have all kinds of things that I could talk to my therapist about, that I could work through with my parents the healthy way. But estrangement, it's the cop-out of the century. It's essentially, and it's not just with estrangement, it's like this with everything. It's the walk away, it's the whatever. And this is only possible because of Western society and technology. Because like I said earlier, we have outlets, we have places to go to, we have people to fall back on that didn't used to exist. The traditional method of working through your issues is a healthier method. The fact is, if you have a complaint that is in one of those 6 categories, toxic behavior, let's say your parents are toxic, pushing yourself to have a relationship with them and setting boundaries in a healthy manner, doesn't matter if it takes a year or 5 years or 10 years, is healthier than estranging them and having that come back to bite you 30 years down the road. And believe me, it will. First of all, the anguish that you'll live with, the anguish that your parents, the anguish that you subconsciously know you're putting your parents through, the pain and suffering on both sides, the subconscious need to actually have a relationship. I heard through a third party, somebody says they estranged their parent and their parent continued to reach out to them consistently. Of course, as any good parent would, they want to have a relationship. And although for many years that person ignored the parent, they subconsciously, and they say this in retrospect, obviously, looking back, obviously when they're in the pain and they're playing that game, they may not admit this, but in retrospect, they said, you know, they wanted to see that. They wanted that. Well, of course they did. They wanted a relationship with their parent, and they wanted to see that their parent loves them. And they didn't have the tools, the mental health tools and the utilities to deal with their problem the correct way. So that went on for years until finally they probably remedied this situation and had a relationship again. But what we learned from that is that adults who estrange their parents want to have a relationship. Everybody wants a relationship with their parent. And when I say everyone, obviously there are exceptions to the rule, but I mean the general. We want to have loving relationships with our parents. If you can admit those two fundamentals of life, then you should have no problem going to the next step, which is that it is preferable to find a way to have a relationship with your parents that is healthier than estrangement. Because estrangement, first of all, destroys the parents, but in a very slow and gradual way also destroys you. It doesn't solve the issues that caused the estrangement in the first place. So it is an entire mission, an undertaking that is completely superfluous and just makes everything worse. And ask yourself how you fell into that trap to begin with, because traditionally, I wouldn't say that this didn't exist, but like we said, just going back to the late 90s, the percentage was minuscule compared to it is now. And if you go back even further, it's even less. So understand the parallel between moving away from our ethics and our morals into what I termed in the last episode, retardation. We think we're making smart decisions. We're making the stupidest decisions known to mankind. And it's all attributed to the shallow, worthless, unhealthy advice that you are fed by the society, by social media, by your peers, and so on and so forth. It all trickles down through there, because let me tell you something, you didn't come up with this idea on your own. You might think, well, this came naturally to me. I naturally thought I should just ignore my parent. Nobody ever told me to. I didn't see it online. Well, you're wrong. You don't understand how content is served and how humans consume information and store it subconsciously. All of these behaviors are a direct correlation to society and where it's holding today and the information that's being fed to you. Differences in values. Number 2, differences in values. Your parents have differences in values. What human being doesn't have differences in values? You think I agree with my conservative brother on everything? And we're so close and so tight? Hell no. Every adult in this world has differences in values and opinions. That's the beauty of life. What makes you think that your parent has to agree with you? Well, you might say it's the opposite. What makes your parent think that they don't? And there's a way to approach that too. In health, in communication. I've advocated for this in the past. Check out nonviolent communication. It is a huge practice. It's a golden piece of work. Learn how to communicate your needs and vice versa. Learn how to listen. You'll be amazed what you could achieve in life, the things that you could receive, learning how to communicate. Running away and ignoring is a cop-out. It means you don't have the wherewithal to solve your problem or your dilemma or your complaints. So therefore, it's just easier. See ya. Talk to you in 10 years, or I'll never talk to you again. We both know that's not going to happen, but maybe I'll come crying 20 years from now or on your deathbed or after you're dead at your tombstone. That's the goal. Those are the smart decisions we're making in our society today. Supported by probably 2/3 of the doctors and therapists that you go to.
All that.
Oh, you'll be hearing a lot of that.
Victim.
When I think of that, I think of the comedian. What's his name? The Italian.
Victim. Oh, you're a victim. Yeah, okay, you're a victim. Okay, yeah. Anyone patting your back? What do you want? What do you want? You want to pat on your back?
This is no laughing matter, but that's how retarded it is. It's comically retarded. And there's nothing funny about it. But it's so off the deep end that it takes my mind to comedy. Number 3, a lack of support. My parents don't support me, so I'm going to estrange them. Life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat, Jen. Really? Your parents don't support you, so you just ignore them? How about your spouse? Your spouse doesn't support you. Ignore your spouse. Your kid. Your kid doesn't support you. Start ignoring him. It wouldn't be fun if the roles were reversed. Would it? Your child doesn't support you. Start ignoring him. Ignore her. They don't like that you play sports instead of playing games with them. They don't like that you're so busy with work. They don't like that you do X, Y, and Z. Ignore them. Estrange them. Pure and simple ethics, logic, kindness, brains, smarts, wisdom. Where is it?
My friend told me it's okay. It's okay. Ignore your parents.
Unbelievable. Now, coming back to point 4, physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. Here you have yourself a dilemma, potentially. And I'm not saying that there are no exceptions to all of these. There are cases and there are times, factually, when there is no solution, the correct way, the healthy way, and estrangement is important. Cutting ties, leave me alone. But if you think that you are that exception, your case is that exception, you're probably wrong. Those are in extreme cases. Even looking at any form of abuse, how do you heal from abuse? If you were sexually abused, physically abused, how do you heal from that in general, even without estrangement? Don't you have to face it? Don't you have to confront the person, confront your fears, get through it, work through all that pain? What makes you think that it's any different here? Why would you think that estrangement is a solution? Zero sense. Oh, I love this one. Failure to empathize. Failure to empathize. My mom doesn't like that I opened this business or I'm dating that guy or I joining the military. So I'm just going to ignore her. My dad, he just doesn't get me. He doesn't, you know, I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I'm just going to. This is the generation that we live in. Oh, and number 6, changing times. I can't be friends with you. I can't be friends with my parents. Times have changed. They don't get it. They don't get it. Why should I have a relationship? They don't get it. You stupid effing imbecile. You ungrateful ingrate. Here I am going on a rant. Your parents brought you into this world. They cared for you. They love you. If you have a child, you plan on having a child, understand. If you have a child, you could probably understand that. If you plan on having a child and this is how you think, don't have a child because you have no concept. If you do have a child and there's this dichotomy, there's this contradiction in your own mind that you could estrange your parent at the same time that you say you love your child, well, there's a lot of unresolved stuff going on there. And the way to solve that is not by estranging your parent. In any event, and in an attempt to wrap this up, I will say this. This phenomenon, just like many others, are emanating out of Western democracies, American and American type of societies. We have problems now in these types of problems that are big problems that we hardly even know about. There's so many new problems that come out of new technology, agenda, and all that crap, that we don't fully understand these problems yet. This is just a little taste, you know? I will say again, like I said in the last episode, the way to protect yourself from this retardation, wean off of social media. It takes a long time, but do it. It doesn't mean that you have to isolate yourself and go live in a box. It's not what that means. There's a strong and negative dependency on the behavior of going through social media and social media feeds, the short attention span. I've discussed this stuff in the past. I don't want to get into it, but the point is, weaning off of social media and relearn the ethics, relearn morality, get closer to God and traditional value systems, it will save you from the retardation of what these modern democracies are pushing. The societies pushing all of this retardation will fail eventually. It's impossible for this to be sustainable long term. It's failing on so many fronts. It will correct itself or it will fail completely. The way to live in a place like that while all of this is going on, and in an attempt not to be too affected by it, you have to make some life changes. You have to action, right? Not just action. It's not easy. I like to use myself as an example often, because not to boast, because I don't like talking about other people, right? I'm not the guy who, even when I mention statistics, I don't even say names. I try to be careful, unless it's completely positive or whatever. I try to stay away from gossip and drama. I try to stay away from politics. So I'm not like the type of person that's just rambling off names and this and that. So I try to use myself as an example because I could harm myself. I don't want to harm anyone else. I could say facts about my experience, and I can't say facts about somebody else's unless they portrayed it in a factual way and allow me to repeat it. It's not easy. It took me years to get off of social media, just like it took me years to quit smoking cigarettes. Nothing when it comes to these types of behaviors are easy. They're extremely difficult, but they have to be done nonetheless. And don't think that you kind of just like give in, like, screw it. You know. And even if you feel that way, try again. Get up and go again. You know how many times in the past, I don't know how long I've been on this journey of like slowly weeding off of social media. It's kind of like a natural journey to me. One of the last things I have left is YouTube. And even that I've already taken off and put back on. You know how many times I've, let's say, deleted uninstalled the app and then downloaded it again. And I usually download it. Like, for example, now I have it downloaded because I do some real estate and I need to use Facebook Marketplace. I have all notifications shut off. It only comes into Messenger. I don't scroll through the feed and all that stuff. So, but you know how many times over the years, a ton of times, Instagram on and off a few times, meaning I uninstall it and I reinstall it when I'm weak, in a moment of weakness. But then I remind myself, and this has been a few years. By now, I haven't had, you know, some of those Instagram and stuff like that. And even for the podcast, you could have people post stuff like that for you. If it's for your business, if you have to run ads, minimal. And when I say don't have it on your phone, you don't have to be an extremist about anything. You could always log in on your computer. But as soon as you get out of the habit of every few seconds doing this and flooding your mind with stupidity, everything changes. So all of this comes back to that. Start weaning off of social media. Understand that the wrong content is going in, and start relearning ethics, because the traditional value systems that we were taught, or that you will reteach yourself, are what protect us from this retardation. I see it now more than ever, and it motivates me to start getting back into it even stronger than ever, because look at what's going on. To everyone who has been hurt by a parent, to everyone suffering, I will say this. There are healthy ways to deal with problems. On the topic of a relationship with your parent, I will say that a relationship is better than no relationship. Most people who mature come to that understanding. Understand, take accountability and responsibility for your life, your circumstances, your actions. At some point as an adult, you have to do that. Take responsibility and understand that you will have to forgive, learn to forgive what you can't change, and accept your parents for who they are and focus on the positive. If you could do that, if you could see past some of the reprehensible behaviors that you consider in a parent, they're being toxic, right? They don't share your values, or they don't empathize with you, or they're narcissistic, or they're this or they're that, right? All that stuff. If you could understand, just like in any relationship, a relationship with a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, if you could understand that you're not going to change them, and it's not your job to, but rather that you could find a way to love them regardless, that is a healthier way forward. The quicker you could get to that realization, the healthier and the quicker you could reach health and healing. Just estrangement doesn't solve your problems. If you do have legitimate complaints, speak to a professional about how to actually approach that without estrangement. Estrangement is a cop-out, and it's a negative effect of the crap we have today in society. I wish you a ton of luck. Peace and love.